My name is Bevan.
And my name is Bennett. We're discovering Australian animals this week.
Yes, interesting and crazy Australian animals. And I think this is going to be a great one.
Some of them are super cute. Some of them are a little strange. Some of them are quite dangerous. Like Tasmanian devils, we're going to do those. And they're going to be in the dangerous zone.
I think so. So, Benny, what do you like so much about Australian animals?
My favorites are the kookaburra, the headless chicken monster, Tasmanian devil, and the blue-tongued lizard.
And my favorite is the blobfish.
Did you know that they're often called the ugliest animal in the world?
Well, we're going to get into that.
Yes.
Later on in this episode.
Yes. So let's get started learning. Let's start with the kookaburra. Kookaburra laugh. Ha ha.
That's the most thing that they're known for, is their laugh. They sound like a human laughing. Sometimes they even put it into movies as laughter. And here is what an actual kookaburra sounds like.
Kookaburras are the largest kingfisher and they eat meat.
Yeah, they're carnivorous. What kinds of food do they eat? Do you know?
I know that they have fish in their name, so I guess they eat fish.
Actually, they are not associated with water, really, and they live in eucalyptus forests. And they eat mice, snakes, and insects, and small reptiles.
Whoa.
Whoa, cool, eh?
But they can't hunt crocodiles, because crocodiles might even hunt them.
Yes. Another interesting fact is
that they don't find two mates.
Yeah,
males just find one mate and they stay together and make a baby.
And they stay together forever. They mate for life and they only ever mate with the one partner. That's cool. Just like humans. Mostly. Now we're going to move on to the next Australian animal. What do you know about Tasmanian devils?
I know that their screams are super scary.
They have a scream that is bigger than how big they are. If you only heard their scream, you would think that it was a giant, ferocious animal, like the size of a bear or something. But really, they're not. They're pretty small. All right, here it is. Now that is a terrifying creature. Did you know that baby Tasmanian devils are the size of a grain of rice when they're born?
What's a grain of rice?
You know the rice that you eat? We just had fried rice the other day.
Like one piece?
One piece.
That's small.
That is small.
But I think that the adult Tasmanian devil would be like a whole bowl of it. Like a whole bowl of it would be an adult.
Tasmanian devils they're about 2 feet long or 650 millimeters and 5 to 14 kilograms.
That's a lot of pounds.
But each baby is the size of a grain of rice. Do you know what kind of animals they are?
They're marsupials and I think they're the largest marsupial.
Fact check!
Of course, fact check.
The largest marsupial is?
The kangaroo.
The kangaroo.
Marsupials are a type of mammal that have a pouch for their young.
They have the strongest bite for their size and they're very smelly.
Tasmanian devils, they have a scent gland that emits a very unpleasant, stinky odor to mark their territory. So if you walked in to a Tasmanian devil's house, it would be gross. Tasmanian devils
are not dangerous.
They're not in the dangerous category. They're in the
strange category.
Yes, they are.
They're endangered, and people should be nice to Tasmanian devils.
And work to build their numbers back up.
Yeah.
Now we're going to move on to the next cool and crazy Australian animal, which, fun fact, doesn't only stay in Australia. You can find it in other parts, but it's mostly Australia. It's the...
blue-tongued lizard.
Blue-tongued lizard. So what makes the blue-tongued lizard so interesting?
Because it has a blue tongue.
What does it do with the blue tongue?
It scares away enemies with it. Did you know they have red eyeballs?
Yeah, that's cool, eh?
They have red eyeballs.
And the fact that I found the most interesting about blue tongue lizard is they don't lay eggs. They're a reptile that has live births.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
You can have blue tongue lizard as pets in Australia.
They apparently make really great pets. Okay, now we're going to move on to my favorite crazy Australian animal.
Yeah, the blobfish.
Blobfish.
The blobfish looks like a puffy, grumpy old man with a big nose.
The blobfish is ugly, ugly, ugly.
Yeah, they got nicknamed the ugliest fish in the ocean. Mm-hmm. And if you look at them, they're ugly. They're used to the deep, deep, deep oceans where you don't really need to look pretty. Quiz time!
Yay!
Quiz time! What does a blobfish eat?
Lobsters?
Lobsters and crabs and shellfish, yes. You got it right, buddy. Good job.
Blobfishes don't have teeth. They don't have muscles. And they don't have bones.
They are made up of a jelly, basically. They're just a sack of jelly swimming around in the bottom of the ocean.
The blobfishes are nearly to extinction.
Yeah, so everybody save the blobfish. Hashtag save the blobfish. Right, buddy?
Yeah.
All right, and for our last animal, we're going to learn about the headless chicken monster.
Yeah.
Strap in, folks. So what is a headless chicken monster?
A headless chicken monster is a sea cucumber that looks like a chicken with no head. They do have a head, but you can't tell where it is.
What do you think they eat? I'll give you a hint that they're a filter feeder.
Plankton and krill.
They eat plankton. They comb along the ocean floor, filter feeding on plankton. They have a mouth on the underside of their body, like on their belly.
Cool fact about headless chicken monsters is it's bioluminescent.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Bioluminescence means that it can glow. It's light emitted by living things through chemical reactions in their bodies. That's it for this week's podcast. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Thank you for listening to this week's podcast, number 5.
If you want to pick the next topic, make sure you send an email to...
KidsDiscoveryPodcast@gmail.com. We love to read it.
We love to read your guys' emails.
And you could drop a comment in the comment section. Goodbye. See you for episode 6.
Bye-bye.